What's up, guys?
I guess you won the Rudy Tomjanovich Award for dealing with the media and the fans.
Yeah, I think it's just dealing with you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what they said. No, I mean, that's great. I guess I don't know how that goes, but you know, it's nice.
Aren't you supposed to give a great answer to that?
Yeah, I am, but I don't have a good answer for it. Jeff told me a little bit ago, so, you know.
What does it mean to you?
I don't like awards, you know that. So, I mean, it is whatever it is. It's good, you know.
Does that replace, like, winning a title? Or?
Yeah, it's right up there.
Everybody healthy, ready to go?
Yeah, everybody's ready to go, which is good.
How important, what do you put the importance on? Obviously every game, but
yeah.
This one.
You know, really, I was just telling Grandy, you know, I just think each game is a beast of its own, you know, and you just focus on that game. Game one was the most important game. Now game two is, you know. If you look at the other side of it, they're looking at, they'd like to get both. If they didn't, so now they want to get one. And then when we get there, the whole cycle turns our way in that thought, so. We just have to just keep playing.
Is that why you win awards? Answers like that?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not, you know. But I would say no.
How much do you look forward to the challenge once again of tonight?
Well, it is. It's this whole, you know, the playoffs in general, it's been a challenge because of the off-the-court, you know, just the juggling of the bodies. And it's what it should be sometimes. I always think the playoffs should be hard. It should be a grind. And, you know, the good news is, or bad news, is for everybody. You know, it's not just your team going through stuff. Everybody's going through stuff, and that's what makes it so so tough.
Looks like Michael's had some problems with his knees the last couple of days.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to get out of him?
Well, just, you know, the one thing I give Mike, you know, he's struggling with his shot. Or he's not struggling. The ball's just not going in. So any way you want to look at that. But what I'm impressed with, he's still defending, you know. And I think a lot of guys, when they struggle, you know, especially offensively, it bleeds over to the other end, and it hasn't, you know, and that to me is impressive. Shows his mental toughness, and that's why his value to our team hasn't changed at all.
And you've talked in the past about your second unit in the playoffs being that defensive
energy
unit. Does that kind of follow through with him, even if it's
And the whole unit, I thought, again, like I said, after game one, I thought the second unit saved the game for us. They kind of gave the first unit the blueprint on how the game should be played defensively. When they came on the floor, the energy picked up, our energy picked up, and I thought when the starters went back on the floor, they clearly saw what worked defensively, and that was good.
With that said, Doc, what would you like? You won game one, but what would you like to see you guys do better here in game?
Well, we can't give up 26 points in transition, and that's our stats, not whatever that cheat is that they give transition. They had 26 points in transition. They had 8 uncontested jump shots in the first quarter. I mean, we can't start our games that way. One thing Philly does, and it sounds silly, but they make open shots. They really do. We have to contest shots, and we have to get back on defense.
Doc, you talked about running too much random at the beginning of the game and kind of getting more into the playbook. How is that determination made? Is that a feel of the game kind of thing? Where do you kind of go with
that? Yeah, it's a tough one. It is every night. And it's, you know, kind of, you know, let Rondo, I need him to just go play. And then, you know, we try to figure it out during the game. You know, we need him in random. We need him as much as any guard probably in the league. He needs to be in random at times. And then there's times where we're struggling in that, and we need to get either certain guys the ball. We need to get back to movement. And I would say overall, for the most part, he has a great feel of it. And. You know, I thought in the fourth quarter, it was the perfect rhythm. We did get a lot. We ran. We got a lot of easy shots. But then we also executed a lot of stuff and got shots. And that's probably the right balance.
Paul was obviously playing on a bum knee.
Yeah.
He played 40 minutes the other night.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you're afraid to take him out. His knee might get worse by sitting on the bench.
I'm just afraid to take him out. Period. You know, no, it's not that. I'm just... it's not the minutes or anything, you know, it's just that, you know, he can play as long as he wants on it. It's just that it robs him of his lift, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, he needs rest and he's not going to get it.
With Paul struggling, do you see them changing their schemes in terms of, like, getting out on KG earlier on his shots?
Yeah, you know, the jump shots maybe not, but definitely the posts. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go early, you know. in game two and three in the regular season, they trapped him and, right on the catch. And, you know, they didn't the other night, so I would assume that they would get back to doing that, most likely for sure.
Doc, your backup bigs, Hollins, and Stinza, there are going to be times where they're going to get the ball and they're going to be right at the basket.
Yeah.
Do you have to tell them to be prepared to catch the ball?
Well, yeah, I mean, even Brandon, all of them. I mean, they're going to – when you have Paul and Ray and Kevin and Rondo on the floor, you're going to get open shots and open dunks, and you got to get your hands ready. And we bobbled a bunch of them. Hell, I think throughout the playoffs we have. And, you know, but they recover, and you got to be ready to they're not only going to give you those, but then they're going to foul the heck out of you because they're going to make those same guys we just talked about, they're going to make them make free throws. And so we talk about it a lot. You know, they're putting a lot of time in, but, you know, it is what it is.
Doc,